Patron, I learn. Come on, rock, rock your rock. Come on, play my favorite song. Let the music shock you. Music for them. I play your favorite song, pretty baby girl. I play it all night long. Now that the music has just begun, baby, come and let me hold your hand. Come and make me take you to the watery land. Come with me, baby, come and let me sing my song. Love in the morning and love in the evening. Supper time.
Okay, check, check. Tap, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here, bro.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. Big up yourself.
Yes, every time.
Very big welcome to you, Tapazuki, to the airwaves here at Reggae Space. Really grateful for you to spend the time and join us here tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure talking to you and your listeners this afternoon.
Oh, great. Oh, great. It's afternoon where you're there. It's early evening where I am.
Okay, we are 6 hours apart.
That's right. That's right. If you can lift your voice a little bit, that would be good. I'm just playing a tune. It's Bob Marley and Tapazuki named Mellow Rock. Nowadays, you know, when there's a combination, the people them don't have to be in the same studio. They don't even have to be in the same country. How this one come about?
Okay, that song make from that Bob Marley song make from when I was a boy, you know. But in those days, it's a Bob Marley production.
Okay.
So by then we all used to do Orange Street together, and, you know. So we had that vibes, and he's giving thanks, so you know it was easy for me to go over, because most that's the way DJ started out, you know, going and hits that were songs that were already hit before.
Yes,
remember how Uri started out, and
that's right,
and songs that already hit.
Yes, yes,
songs that hit already after, then a DJ go on it.
Yes, yes.
So it's something simple, because we started out that way by just, you know, getting the rhythm with the art, with the singer do his bit, and you go over it and toast, like when you go behind the sounding system.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, because, you know, that's where a DJ create the behind the sounding system. When the singer make a hit, then we would toast over it.
All right, and this is a similar kind of thing. So,
yeah.
So you spend a quite a bit of time behind the control tower, as they call it. Grab on the mic and toast, as you say, on some of the B-sides when you were young, yes?
Yeah, well, that's where I'm from, you know.
Yeah.
Where I'm from, because when I was a little young boy, they used to put me on this Red Stripe beer box.
Okay.
Because I could only stand up, reach up around the amplifier. So okay. They had to put me on a box for me to stand that I could do my thing.
Okay. And what kind of, which sound systems you used to move with?
A little sound system by the name of Iose's Discotheque.
Okay.
From Greenwich Town.
Greenwich Town.
Yeah.
Okay, and how long you did that? Many years?
Well, I was doing that from I was around 11, you know. And it took me up till I was around 16, 17 when I came to England.
So, I did hear say that you used to sort of move from your house and go into town and you know, the people at home wouldn't see you for days. Is that true?
Yeah, well, it's a part of life, you know, when you're growing up, you know.
Yeah.
You whole heap of friends and you like to be out with your friends. My parents' friends had kids. So while they were doing their business, we all get together as the kids and play even marble play from home.
Right,
so
right.
So we grew up that way. So we grew up because we was living in tenement yard at the time.
Okay.
Where many different family lives in.
Yes,
so
yes.
You find out that all of the children, them just play together and have fun.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you have to move, they have to move to another home. So that's how the first splitting up go. But although the family move, the friendship still lies between the children. That's your first set of friends. So
okay,
start going out on the street to meet now. And
right.
So then sometimes when I go away, I get beat. And sometimes when I tell them that I'm over, Miss Jai's home. I don't get any beans, so I used to stay over Miss Jai's home and dance. I used to stay away and, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how I started, go to dance and go over by the political headquarters and they start to give me the mic and that's where it all began, you know.
So they... So,
and in the means of that, you know, while I becomes a... this favorite, because they would come and call me just to go and play sound. So I become a toughest automatically because nobody couldn't trouble me because everybody, you know? And then I start get involved and
okay.
That's been the bad part of Tapazuki.
I see.
Dancehall, yeah.
So it's just true, you know, you're living on the street in a way, you know, moving with your brethren them in the same area, and sometimes they move away and you still want to see them, so you travel, go and see them, yes?
Yeah, well, it's just like, you know, the child lives what he sees.
Right.
You know, so and it was happening where I was living.
And you mentioned the political organization, though you really wasn't political yourself, is that right?
No, I'm not politically. I'm a Jamaican.
Right.
And my political involvement didn't come because of my belief.
Right.
It comes because of the same company that it come from home and I used to stay away.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I used to sleep over by the political headquarters.
Right.
That means I was just a refugee there at around 11, okay. 12 okay. years of age.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go there. And would you believe it? No, the now Jamaica Prime Minister, Ms. Posa Simpson, she come and see me in that HQ as a little boy.
Is it?
Yeah. Right, because I used to run away and I used to go and sleep over there.
Okay.
But I used to I used to talk, and they used to give me the mic to MC. So when they're going around with the town cry, the van that go around and advertise the meeting,
yeah.
they would carry me, and I would in the mic talking and advertising meeting. That's really where it started from.
I see. So they could spot your talent with the mic, and you can chat and entertain the people, and they carry you with them.
Everywhere, yeah.
All right, so these are the humble beginnings of what become a big artist and a big producer in reggae music.
Yeah, but within that, still these people, what I was going amongst was peer rude people, peer the toughest of the toughest.
Right.
You know, and I grew up amongst them, and you know, even becomes one of the toughest at one stage.
So you had to learn how to look after
and
yourself.
Not because I wanted to be the toughest, but because I grew up with the toughest.
Yes.
I have to prove myself tough to be among the toughest.
Ah, so you have to learn how to look after yourself.
Look after myself and also look after my friends and my family.
Okay. Because I did read somewhere that there was a group that used to move around named the Zookies, and that's how you get your surname, your second name.
That's early days. That's my second little gang leaving school, because I had a gang in school by the name of Goldfinger at Russell Primary School at the age of 11 year old. That was my first gang.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the gang thing was a big thing around them times, don't?
No, it was not gang like such as gang. You know, just like a school gang, yeah, your school friend them, and if them, you know, pretend on a fight in school and pretend on a stone war, so you have this little gang. You know,
right.
These kind of play gangs.
Yes. Because you were young them time, don't?
Yeah. Is that gang like going out on the street and giving trouble, don't?
Okay. Because a lot of people might get the wrong impression and believe, say, you're as a gangster.
You know, but the people in the House of Parliament, they are a gang too.
That's true.
Anywhere you see people gathering is a gang of people.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
But it's true that, you know, your parents them concerned for you, and I believe say you spent some time in the UK when you was young.
Yeah, well, it everything boils down right back to there, because she see I was going around with all these bad out, and she hear my name going, so she said no, she could, so she sent me away to England.
Okay.
Because of that, because she said she didn't like the company that she was here, I was all over the place with.
Yes, well, you know, Jamaicans can tell you from your company, don't?
Yeah. So my mama sent me away to England.
Okay.
And that's where I started recording.
In England?
Yeah, because I remember the third night I came.
So how old were you when you come to England first time?
At the age of 17 years old.
17. And the people them they used to move with, I guess, I don't know if you see them nowadays or what happened to them, but you know anything?
Yeah, I still see them, man. I still stick with my old friends, you know, because I like the old friends. Like, I know them ways, you know.
Yeah.
When I came, the first friends I have, it was Vigo and Van. He still have a record shop down in Ladbroke Grove.
Oh.
You know, the Frontline record shop, that Rastaman you see inside here.
Oh, right.
That's the first. And that's that his sound, he had a sound named The People Sound.
Yes.
Because I remember when I came to England, my father sent me by my uncle, his brother. But I didn't, that's the first I'm going to know him, right?
Right.
And I remember after the show, because the third night, Bonnie Lee and Van Vigo take me down to Woodlands Hall. Pinto, Ras Pinto had a stage show, and Uroy was on.
Okay.
So Bonnie Lee introduced me on stage and said, I'm always in Greenwich Farm going on, let him see what I can do. So I went on the stage and I do my thing with him, and everybody enjoyed it. And when I came off, he introduced me to Larry Lawrence. And Larry Lawrence said, yes, he's going to take me to the studio. The
Tapa, we're getting a little bit of disturbance, a little bit of roughness in the sound. I don't know what it is. It's like
it's the breeze. Just the breeze blowing.
Ah, right. Well, yeah. I don't want to cut you, but I just want to mention that before we link with you, we rinse out some of your tunes from the archive. In fact, it's from the LP, the archive, including Don't Get Crazy, Pick Up the Rockers, MPLA, I Tell a Part. I did also play a tune by an artist who is on our website right now, the tune named Black Princess. We have Linford Nugent right here.
Linford Nugent, that's a very good singer, a very good friend of mine, but he just run away from reggae, man. I don't know where he is.
Well, I can tell you he's in Connecticut, and he just released an LP named The Difference, and we're spinning it regularly here on Reggae Space, and he's saying big up.
I would love to hook up back with him and send him a message, tell him I'd like to see him, man.
Well, he can hear you right now, so he's on Facebook, and I know you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I feel say one of should link up. And next brother that who give you a positive hail, him name Bunny Ruggs.
Yeah, man, Bunny Ruggs from Third Rails. Yeah, heal up, you know, give thanks.
Yeah, man. I mentioned that we're going to speak, and he said, yeah, Tapazuki and my man, that, you know. So, big respect.
Well, I live good amongst the artists and the musicians, all amongst all the people in the music fraternities, you know. So.
All right. Well, I want to play a tune now. I just mentioned how we play some of your older tunes, and I know say that you have a LP out at the moment. X is Wrong. How you arrive at that title?
Well, it wasn't very hard for me to arrive at that title, you know, because I think that's the first thing they taught me in school.
Okay. So
that
when
X was wrong, and I think a lot of us, that's the first thing, because the first sums are arithmetic, are up where you get to draw, they didn't draw right, they make an X.
Yes. So
it is wrong.
All right. So when you have your test and the teacher then mark the test, if you get it right, you get the tick, and if you get it wrong, you get the X, the cross.
Exactly. But no, I grew up thinking about this. That's why the title comes out. It's like a question. Why do we have to make X to vote to put in another person?
Oh, the voting thing.
Yeah, but we're doing something wrong because we're making an X. That means anything they go inside there and don't do to us, we deserve it.
All right.
X is wrong, and every year we go and just making X. X for what?
Yes.
To give power to who? To give strength to who? That means we are doing something wrong to strengthen another man.
I see. So, true, we go in the voting booth and we mark X on the paper. Yeah. That means we're doing something wrong because...
That means them wrong. If them did right, it's a tick would have put here.
True. Because if you put the tick, it's a spoiled paper.
Yes. So we have them wrong. That's the right thing they make because they are wrong.
So this...
Look the way the state of the world now. There is pure wrong thing they are doing.
It's true.
Creating chaos in the world.
Yes, everywhere you hear about politicians and corruption.
Everywhere the leaders of the world they are greedy.
Yeah. So this is obviously a issue that is close to your heart, because you know you don't have to study politics to learn that much of what they do don't really suit the massive, but suit themselves.
Yeah, but what they are doing, you know, they are wrong, you know, they can't do anything. But it's we who make the X. What do we expect?
True. All right, so I understand now. I understand how you come to the title. I'm looking at the list of your tunes on the LP X Is Wrong, and then most of them, as I see, are new tunes. But there's one that is a reissue. A reissue of an old tune.
Judge Iola remix. Remix. It actually done over.
The Israel track.
I thought you was talking the Judge Iola. No, the Israel track, it was viced over. It was one of my song that I viced in the long time, but didn't release. So I went over it and put it together and released it now.
Well, it sound good the first time. It sound better now.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's listen to the track off the LP, X Is Wrong. One of the tunes that is an old tune redone, coming from Tapazuki.
Gentile, appear for war. Israelite, appear to meet God. Israel, who say we and God are no friend? Who say we are God and no friend? Who say we are God and no friend? Who say we are God and no friend? Our family read from Genesis down to Revelation and find out the healing and the curing of the nation. Make a little track down to Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Scripture. When we check round a proverb, we nation a reverse. We no know wisdom, we no follow instruction. Oh, we a go cross over River Jordan. Who say we a God a no friend? Me lion. Who say we a God a no friend? Yes. Who say we a God a no friend? You hear me? Who say we a God a no friend? After we take a little trip down to Ecclesiastic, all he talk about is pure vanity. Vanity and vanity, said the preacher man. Then him send me on to do Taranome. Him send me on a spiritual journey. Send us up in the hill. Figure beat, I am dingy. Reach a river Jordan and we can't turn back. Reach a river Jordan and we don't come back. Reach a river Jordan and we don't look back. Reach a river Jordan and we don't come back. Who say we and God are no friend? Who say we and God are no friend? Who say we and God are no friend? You hear me? Who say we and God are no friend?
Nice rockers rhythm there. Nice track, Israel by Tapazuki, coming from the LP X Is Wrong. I'm interested in your view on how you've changed over the years, Tapa, especially when you think about the tunes that you do over. I guess your voice is a little deeper now.
No, this one is not direct, like this song wasn't released before enough.
Okay.
No, it was released. It was made from in those eras, but you know, you make a portion of song, but you put out. So what I'm going back for those songs now and revise them and put them out.
No? Yes, yes, yes.
So if you notice it, it's the original rhythm them from way back home.
Yes, yes, yes. It has the same feel. It's a rhythm that I'm familiar with. I won't be able to tell you what else is on the rhythm, but it's something that is... It sounds familiar to me.
Yeah. It's a song, Prince Allah. It's on the Prince Allah LP. The rhythm is on the Prince Allah LP. Heaven Is My Rhythm.
All right. Well, as I say, I'm interested in how you feel that you've developed as an artist over the years. You know, from when this tune first come with Prince Allah. To nowadays, I guess in that you know when I listen, your voice is a little deeper now. Would you say?
Yeah. All right. I feel a bit more. I'm more professional now.
Okay.
Because in those days I had the talent and I'm just I wanted to go, so I'm just exploring. Right. No, I do so many production and I'm in the studio so long now. So if you even notice this album, it is much put together.
Yeah. More than,
even if you listen back to the others, when you listen back to it musically.
Yes, yes.
It is more. And it is also more positively, lyrically too.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's a developed, it's the producer that I've developed within myself alongside my artistic.
Okay, okay. So as a art, you know, as an art form, it's more polished, it's more professional. And what about the topics that you're dealing with that you say you're more positive?
Yeah. Right, if you notice that the topics that I'm trying to, it's more a learning, a listening, and a learning things. Because if you're not learning and earning, you're wasting your time.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
So it's best for you to say things that it can help people. Assist people in their going, because I remember some when I was a youth, a lot of things that my granny used to say to me, simmer down, and all the things that you hear Bob Marley sing is what our old people used to tell me when we were small. Dirty tough and them thing, and you know, simmer down and them thing.
Yes.
So you know. It's like the natural things on earth that people need to know about. I try to put over and the history, because a lot of us don't know the history, and you have to know the history to know where you're coming from, where you're going to. You have to know where you're coming from to know where you're going to.
Yes, yes, yes. So whereas in the early days it was less serious and more light and maybe more about
entertainment. It was more energy and more wanting to be on there. But all right. The music is what? Because I tell, as we were saying about the rude boy part of my life, that the music take me in, it take me in, and it also take me out back.
Right.
Because after I done the song MPLA.
Yes.
Because I make this song MPLA for just watching news and seeing what going MPLA and thing. But it was more deeper than I even think it was.
Right.
Is after making the song now, the whole reality of the members of the People Liberation Army over in South Africa,
yeah,
that was fighting for the freedom of the black people over there.
I see.
So when that tune take me into a lot of people and a lot of questions, because when I get out there to the international world, that tune was political.
Yes.
I don't know if you know, it was political.
Yes, yes.
But to my knowledge, making it, it was political. Right? But after I reach out in England, that's the song would take me to places and to meet people that I could even get in to know more about life and about the history, right, that I could even get to find out the history about Steve Biko. That's when I sent the tribute to Steve Biko around 37 years ago.
Yes, yes.
That is before people even start talking about Nelson Mandela.
Yes.
Because Nelson Mandela wasn't the man, it was Steve Biko.
Yeah.
Nelson Mandela was his the right and his biggest supporters and assistance. So when they arrest Steve Biko, they arrest Nelson Mandela with him too. And they killed Steve Biko inside the prison.
Yeah.
And keep Nelson Mandela until he was free.
I see. So when you're making tune, to make the tune like MPLA, you really didn't realize the weight and the substance in the topic until, you know.
Right, of that song. Yeah, that's what drive me and give me the power to know how powerful I can be making songs.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. I mean, that's...
if you listen to the topics that I'm touching on this album, you can see that, you know.
Well, I'm interested in just what you're saying there, because the next track I want to play is Give It Back. And I know, you know, this one touches on the history, and it talks about how people, you know, thief land.
Right. Because the whole of the kingdom them out there build up by stealing from each other on the sea and them.
Yes, it's a topic that really concerns me as well, because here in Britain, I'm aware that much of the wealth that certain people enjoy was at the on the backs of the black people and in Africa, in Jamaica, and elsewhere.
Okay, they take everything.
And they're enjoying the fruits of it now, and a lot of black people still poor.
Right. I think it's about time they because you black people shouldn't be doing so bad throughout this world.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear this track. This track it named Give It Back, Tapazuki, coming from his latest album, X Is Wrong.
Old pirates. Robbers.
From the poor, give it back. Where you take from the poor, give it back. Where you take from the poor, you take and you take and you take till you can't take no more. Give it back. Where you take from the poor, give it back. Where you take from the poor, give it back. Where you take from the poor. Take and you take and you take till you can't take no more. I could be the sellout or join the ranks and live good, but I'd rather to fight on the days of my life. I will fight, God knows I will fight. We are determined to suffer no longer. Let's organize and be stronger and stronger, because ain't no use in the man who forget his past. Because our parents and our ancestors didn't suffer for all these centuries for us to live so vile amongst each other. I shall be here. Give it back where you take from the poor. Give it back where you take from the poor. Give it back where you take from the poor. You take and you take and you take till you can't take no more.
Well, there's so many things you can say about this tune and the topic that you're dealing with, and how, you know, people like the Queen of England send out people as pirates. Yes, they come and take away with things and you know, go back to England and get knighthood and reward from the Queen, and you know, a lot of people would say that, you know, we deserve reparation, you know, some kind of recompense for that period in history, and you know, it looked like we're lucky if we get an apology.
Well, all we're gonna get back is a bruising, you know, because they take away our things, and we are in the street now fighting against each other because we are hungry.
Yeah.
And they abuse us and say we have to do... in the Bible say we have to go through desolate places to achieve our food. Now they take all our food and we are going through desolate places to achieve the food and all that. Even the youths on the street, we can't blame them.
No. You know, they're just trying to eat.
They're just trying to eat. They're just looking for food. It's good to say for a man with his mouth full to say, oh, what the, why they are doing that? But, you know, it's not very easy to a hungry man to pass some food on the road.
Indeed. And when you're hungry, you're angry.
You're angry.
Well, it sounds like, you know, if anybody was really to take in the message from this track and maybe some other tracks, they would be angry too, don't?
Well, these messages not to make you angry. These messages to educate you and let you know where you're coming from.
Right, right.
And straighten you up to put you in a direction where you're going.
So you believe, say, that people in Jamaica, as a nation, and people elsewhere, they deserve to be recompensated for the historical injustice. Or you think, say, that, well, that was then, and nowadays you have to move on.
We need a start. Everyone else has gotten a start. We need a start in life. No, we start ourselves all over, and all they do is abuse us and take it away and criminalize us.
Well, to me, it don't seem fair that, one set of people through the ill-gotten gains still enjoying the fruits, and the people they're in tea from, they don't see nothing, you know. Personally, you know, I feel there's some injustice there.
Yeah, but you know, really, justice is a very hard thing to come by, you know, and sometimes you came to fight for the justice, else blood are going to run. You know, but we only need some food on the table for the youth, them stop running about and fight them one another in the streets, so because they're hungry.
Yeah.
A little food. So it's not like we are going to war with you. It's ox in your box. There's a time we need something now. Can you take everything?
True.
It's not like a revolution. We are going to... No, that's not what I meant. You know, because the Bible says ox and it shall be given unto you. So we are asking them to give us back.
Right.
What they have been taking from our generation for so long.
Yes. All right. And next thing, as I was saying earlier, I was interested in how you see the difference from when some of these early tunes did make and nowadays. But in terms of reggae music generally, how would you say things have developed, you know, in the reggae music industry from the times when you was involved as an artist in Jamaica to nowadays?
Bob Marley sing it. It's just a rat race.
Rat race?
Yeah, it's not music anymore. It's just a rat race.
Wow.
So you have to be strong in it, though, and put over it. And the musician and the people make music have to just stand up and keep on making music. And, you know, because music is the highest level of gathering people, you know.
Yeah.
Music gather people from all walks of life. But you can be gathering people for the Father as well as you can be gathering people for the devil.
Right.
So you have to know the things you sing. Now, some of the time when you sing the devil things, you're going to get rich overnight and you go, because the devil is response of vanity and you're his artist now.
Yes.
So you're going to flow, but how long are you going to flow from where that money is going to take you? Can't take you more than the way the Father already attain where you will be going.
Yes. So
that's vanity.
Yes. So. You know, like a lot of people here at Reggae Space, we don't really support the negativity that we see that seems to be very popular, particularly amongst the young people, it would seem. You know?
Yeah, but it's you have to understand it, do you know?
It's their world and the media is theirs.
Right.
So they put what they want, what they want the people to hear. No, reggae music is a revolutionary music, you know, who talk the things where the other set of music them not talking.
Right.
Because it is a media for black people. That's where we express ourselves, but some of us only express what comes out the bed and the bathroom.
Yes. Yes, it's like they're in a competition to be the most rude, the most explicit, the most derogatory.
I mean, don't get me wrong, you know. It's a culture too, you know. That's a culture, but that's a bedroom culture.
Yeah.
That you don't need to take out on the street. That I'm not really saying, because even me myself have to be blamed, because I'm in one of the group who started it.
Well, you know, it's a natural thing we're talking about. You know, it's a thing that human beings do and have always done. But I guess we're concerned about the how
where it's going.
Yeah, yeah.
And the direction it's taking the young generation too.
Yes, it would seem that the young people get the impression that, you know, this is normal, and you know, roots and culture and positive messages is boring or is old, and you know, it's not for them.
No, really, from my experience about music, when I did MPLA, when I came to England, I saw some white children all over England with some red, green, and gold button mark MPLA on it.
Right.
It's
like you raise their awareness through the tune.
Yeah, the song is so powerful. That's cheap. It grabs people all over the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if it's what you promoting, is what the media promoting people here.
When it comes to that now, and you talk about what people hear, and you know, the radio stations and what they choose to play, you know, I feel say that you have a concern about this payola thing.
Well, I don't know much about it worldwide, but I know about it in Jamaica, and I'm concerned about it in Jamaica, because it is tearing the reggae music apart in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Because if it's money you have to make a hit, that's not going to be a hit for long.
Right.
You just pay to put it. It's no good. You pay to put it there.
So you know, in other parts of the world, you know, it's a strange thing. Not so strange, but it's not so blatant and so open, you know, so visible.
So visible, and so it's like telling, you know, it's like they are directing the artist what type of music to play, make.
Right.
Like, I remember going to the radio station and the disc jockey is telling me what type of music. Top of them culture thing, they now work now, you know. I forget the kind of like a sexy tune. That means they are telling the producer and the artist them, if you don't bring those, we're not playing them.
And you know, they kind of have the power, because they run the radio station, and what they play is what people hear.
Yeah, and it reached so far now that you have around six of them who is producing record. They becomes producer now. I mean, when you hear the radio station playing, it's only their songs are playing.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is here, so I wouldn't even compare it without in the world. Because the other day I interviewed down here, and I say it in the paper that it is so strange to see how popular I am out in the world, and down here in my country, they don't even know. It's only one song they keep on playing over and over. Right? But as a producer, I know the operation of them here, and I don't release much in Jamaica from ever since.
True what?
Because of the system down here. Because I have to pay to get my records to play on the radio or to become the number one, that means the record is not real, real good.
No.
And to me as a producer, and I'm trying to make hit records.
Yes, yes.
And when you do have to pay and you get a hit, it takes you for life.
Yes, that's right.
But when you have to pay it, it only becomes a hit because of the money, and it's not staying there. It's soon wear out.
So, you know, from the outside, me in England, you know, it makes me wonder how much value to place on the charts in Jamaica. So when I see a number one in Jamaica, I'm wondering, is it because it's a good tune or simply because it paid the DJ them?
What we really need down here, we need some people who know about reggae. Then they need to have people who have to have a test where you have to go to, where you know the history of reggae music before you can go on the radio in Jamaica and play music. That's what they need to do. Because most of these, as I said down here the other day, I told them I go all over the world and the radio personality out there know more about reggae more than the one down here who's playing reggae down here.
Right. So
they don't know the history about reggae. If you want to hear some real, the history back of the real reggae, you have to go to Europe or England.
Yes. So you feel so they should.
Get down Sally here down here, and you know some.
So you feel so they should take some they should have some knowledge before they reach in the position.
Put them on the radio station. Yes, this is what's gonna happen. Because right now, if you go in Europe now and all over and see all the reggae groups them is playing reggae, and a couple of white guys out there is making big money off reggae.
Yeah.
Hip hop arrived from reggae.
Yes.
And now they're arriving dancehall back from hip-hop.
Okay, yes.
Sound a bit silly.
Well, it is concerning. It's certainly concerning to me. You know, it's true what you're saying, because enough artists that I talk to on this show tell me how in Europe, you know, in the old days, you know, reggae music was from Jamaica and that was it. But nowadays, you know, real reggae music don't just come from Jamaica, it come from all over.
You can say real reggae music is not coming from Jamaica.
It's
only dancehall coming from Jamaica nowadays.
Yes, true. Well, it's something that concerns us, and you know, we really encourage when we see some of the latest crop of artists that have, you know, revitalized in real reggae music. The name in my mind at the moment is Chronix, and I'm thinking of Taros. And
okay, and I was going right there, as I said in the paper.
Yes.
I like what I see is going on now.
Yes.
Because they have the Jamaica School of Music down here, and I see a lot of groups, band coming out
Yeah.
now, playing reggae. So I know it, because that's the only way we can pick up back the reggae and lift it up back again, if we are playing reggae.
Yes. Well, you know,
this techno music is strange, because this techno music make everybody feel before they can play a piano or organ or something like that. Music is just a one man. If one man make the world music, it doesn't feel nice like having 10 man make it, because 10 people ideas becomes one, it more stronger.
That's right. Well, you know, again, you know, I'm not a man that wants to go back in time, because, you know, time waits for no man, and, you know, things progress, and this is 2013, and we can't go back to 1973 again. And we do have the technology, but as you rightly say, you know, it don't feel right when it's one man in the bedroom with a whole rhythm.
No.
I mean,
music is a thing that gather people. So it didn't make for one. So, you know what I'm saying? You have to try and the wider you can go in it.
Yeah. Well, as I say, over recent years, I'm encouraged, and enough of the DJs here at Reggae Space are encouraged to see some of the upcoming artists returning to the real reggae. You know, not to say that we dislike the dancehall, because some of it is good, and, you know, it's only a percentage of it that is too derogatory and you know, don't really have the meat behind it, you know, the real musical meat. But, you know, it's encouraging when we see some of these new artists coming through and doing well and getting airplay. So things are looking up. Maybe I'm being over optimistic, but to me, things are looking up.
Yes, it is, and don't get me wrong, Nina, I'm not eating the dancehall, you know, because the dancehall name is just a dancehall, because all our sons used to play in the dancehall before they come up with this dancehall.
True.
Where were our music played before? I guess they weren't playing in the church.
Right.
So is that this dancehall saying it's just this little dancehall crave? But anyway, it is putting food on a lot of poor people's table still.
Yeah, that's true.
And some people from in some desolate small little corner that deserve food. So I'm not giving it a beating.
No.
What I'm only saying, we need to pay attention to the reggae.
That's right. It used to be the greatest export, or one of the greatest export from Jamaica. And
I know it ain't exporting any no more. It's exporting through the digital.
Yeah. So you know, it looks like the digital and the technology thing, it has a good side and a bad side.
It does.
And you know, people of my age, you know, I born in the early 60s. Sometimes we can't get to grips with this technology thing. How you feel about it?
Well, at the moment, it gives you a wider sphere. For instance, it can make you communicate with the world.
True.
I mean, if you have something to sell and you organize yourself and prepare yourself the right way and open, you can open to the world through the technology.
True.
So it's an advantage, and I know somewhere along the line it will be a disadvantage.
Yeah. You know, the thing that comes to mind is you know, you can, if you have music and you want people to be aware of the music, the technology can help you there. But if you're looking to sell music, you know, sometimes it can hurt you.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening now. You know, it's hurting a lot of people, because if you look around, you don't even see any more record shops around.
Yeah.
And a lot of people used to live off record shops, live like going to work, more than one, because when a record shop opens, sometimes it's all 5-6 people in them. Yeah. Everybody get up and go to work. So it's an industry that the technology closed that industry.
Yeah. Well, as I say, you know, we can't turn back the hands of time. It's here now, and really and truly, we have to work with it.
Yeah, well, as you say, it have its good and it have its bad.
Yeah. All right. We've had a good conversation. I want to play some more music. Let people them know what are going on. It's Yendis in conversation with the great Tapazuki. Blessings to you, King, for spending time with us here. I want to play a next track. It's named Eyes of an Eagle.
Now who of eyes will see? And who of ears will hear? The cripple cannot walk, and the dumb cannot talk. So you got to keep a guide up on your tongue and trust no shadow after dark. Be conscious in what you're doing. I know what you're doing, and the things that you're doing. Make sure those are the things you want to do. Fiddle-biddle-biddle. Me are the eyes of an eagle. I may see you through the eye of an eagle. I may see who much a day. How day does that so appear? Evil. When me say, me are the eyes of an eagle. I may see you through the eye of an eagle. I may see who much a day. How day does that so appear? Evil. Them get up every day and I say the same stuff. Want people for work, for little and nothing. Get up work 7 days and still no get nothing. Be a holly button, go be a work for nothing. School children out of school, that a sitting something. Too much distraction a go on, them not learn nothing. Oh, me are the eyes of a needle. I may see them through the eye of a needle. I may see who much a day, how day does that so appear? Evil. Come follow me, no man, the eyes of an eagle. I may see them through the eye of an eagle. I may see who much a day, how day does that so appear? Evil. Them a going like Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, who spread him bed in a sardine pan. Samson, he was the strongest man, but was deceived by a pretty woman. Solomon, he was the wisest man, but never knew the secret of a woman. He had the eyes of an eagle. I may see you through the eye of an eagle. I may see who much a day. How day does that so appear? Evil. After the youth, them a kill them one another. Lord, them not live like sisters and brother. What happened to the love we should have for each other? Like caring and sharing for each other. If my brother make a slip, it shouldn't really matter. One him, one destiny, that a fi we mutter.
Another serious topic there. You're highlighting some of the things we've been discussing already this evening.
Yes, well, as you say, no, it's the life, you know. As you see it and it come to your capture, you know?
Yeah. I want to make sure that people know, say, that this LP is available for them to purchase whether online from whatever source. Are true?
No, it's only released online, because what exactly happened, it's since I can't come back to Jamaica, you know, my goal in here, Juma, I go around here a couple of times and it's been run down, so I need to upgrade it back. So I put up this album to gather some funds somewhere to upgrade the Golden Age Home.
Just let me understand that. You're raising funds for what?
To upgrade my Golden Age Home.
Oh.
My home for the elder.
I see.
Yeah, because I had built a home for the elder years ago when I signed up with Virgin Record.
Okay. Where is that?
That's in Trenchtown, First Street, Upper okay. First Street.
Okay, and it's there now, but it need upgrade,
upgrading.
Refurbish.
Right, so I put out this album to achieve some money to do that.
Oh, I see. So it's even more reason for people to go out and buy it.
Yes, and I said, it comes with that message that it have within it.
So how much people in the home?
At the moment, I've got 12.
Okay. And you have a hands-on involvement, or are you more at arm's reach?
Well, actually, what's happening, you know, because it had built years ago, and it was, I was assisted by two ladies from Switzerland, Ira and Angela Shadders. And it took me away from that's where I was out of the music business for a period of time.
I see.
So when I build it now, so I build it and give it to the community for them to run. So it's been going on years now, and they've been carrying on with it. So no, but true, I've been coming and going around, and it look run down now, so I'm trying to. Get it back together.
So what kind of money you feel say will you know refurbish it to the standard that you'll be happy with?
It all depends on how far do I. No money is too much for entrenched though.
True.
It all depends how far do I want to go with it.
Right. So,
and it all depends on how much money I make from this album.
Okay. And it's available for download through iTunes and Amazon and them places, yeah?
No, it's only available on iTunes and Tapazuki Music.com.
Okay. Well, let make sure that people understand and hear that. You have your own website, tapazukimusic.com, though?
Yeah.
And people can purchase all your material via that website. But also, if they have an account with iTunes already, they can purchase it via iTunes.
iTunes, yeah.
All right, and it's all for a very worthy cause, a home for the elders in Trenchtown.
Yeah, and it's a message to let everyone be careful when they make that X.
Of course, yes, and also to hope that they have a good older age, you know, to keep healthy and and to be mindful that when they get to a certain age, they might indeed end up in a similar home that you build.
Yeah, and we should look after the elder, because they are the one who bring us to where we are now.
Yes.
They are the one who fight the journey that we come on, you know. So I think it's our duty to look after them however we can.
That's right. Well, you know, that put me in mind again to link it back to the music, you see, and how many young people don't really understand the history and don't know who Sugar Minot is and Delroy Wilson, and, you know, some of them, you know, like the Shabba tune, they don't have no respect for the elders.
Yeah, because you can't blame them, they don't know of them, because the radio people is not playing and give them the history of these legendary artists.
Yeah.
And a couple of the people they use them in Jamaica do even know Delroy Wilson's history.
Yeah.
And Delroy Wilson is one of the greatest the first little boy singer, little boy star in Jamaica, Delroy Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, as you say, it's not them fault, you know. They grew up in this time, and the radio is how the radio is today, you know. And there's a certain responsibility, in my view, for the radio presenter them to recognize the root of the music.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing my best here, and I'm sure other DJs here at Reggae Space are doing our best. Sometimes it like we play into the converted sometimes, but, you know, we must still persevere.
Well, it's a working, and each one of us have to do our part, do as much and as little as we can do.
All right. Well, we got some links just come up in the shout box there for people them to hit your homepage and your fan page on Facebook and your Twitter. You have the iTunes link there as well. What else? Hold on. Yeah, there's an Amazon link and a MySpace. How you feel with the technology? You know how to use a mouse and them thing there?
Well, actually, I don't know how to use them, you know, but I have a very intelligent technology kids.
Right.
So that's sometimes, you know, I have to call them and wait on them. That's why I don't get back sometimes that. Fast, but yes. They knows it, so I leave them with it.
Yes, so as long as you have some young people around you, you can get by.
Yes, yeah.
All right.
Because the young people, you know, we don't want to beat on them too much, you know, because they're going to be the future, you know.
It's true.
They're going to be the one, okay, oh God, it's our duty to fight to help get them together. We need to start investing in them.
True.
Just like when you go out and invest in a business and say, well, then next 10 years, it's going to be for your son or for, it's going to be that way. You have to invest in your kids, in the kids, them, and say next 10 years, them going to be the big people. So you have to help them to reach there.
That's right. Yes, it's right. It's the duty, as you say, for the older people to be steering the young people in a right direction. And taking that responsibility seriously.
Yeah, it people need to start promoting family life more now. Because family life, that's where the unity starts, at home.
Yes, man. Well, I just see a bridge in one of the DJs them from here, from Reggae Space, just touched down Red Lion from London Town. Big up to Red Lion. Big up to everyone tuning in right now. We have people from all about the world listening in right now. And I'm sure they're very interested in what you have to say and interested in the tunes that we're playing. This next one is another interesting one for me. The title is Me and God and Them. What message are you hoping people to take away from this one?
Well, that's when you fight, when you're going against wrong, it's not you alone. It's you and God, because God go against all things wrong.
That's right. So, you know,
so whatever I'm doing, I think it's right. So it's me and God and them.
God of God, a man, you know? Mercy, Lord! Have mercy upon them who have mercy upon themselves, Almighty God. Me and God a fight them, me and God and them. Me and God a fight them, me and God and them. Me and God a fight them, me and God and them. Me and God a fight them, me and God and them. Me and God a fight them, me and God and them. Me and God a fight them, me and God and them. The lion, the donkey, the ministers and the thieves. The dragon and the tiger, the eagle and the beast. General, major, captain, chief. Preachers, deacons, pastors and priests. The people them a bow down and I hear them plea. A long time now the people them a kneel down from them knee. You have them in a bondage under captivity. Behold, you'll never live to control the children of the true and living God. Mercy, Lord! The children of the true and living God is like the tree that planted by the rivers of waters and shall not be removed and abide forever. Me and God are fight them, me and God and them. Me and God are fight them, me and God and them. Me and God are
fight them, me younger than them. Me younger than fight them, me younger than them. Me younger than fight them, me younger than them. Me younger than fight them, me younger than them. Woe be unto all the backbiters and slanderers who think they could have piled up wealth that would last them forever. But oh no, they shall go down in a ball of fire. We're gonna love and live again. We're gonna love and live again. We're gonna love and live again. We're gonna love and live again.
Say woe to the brother who has abandoned his prayer and forgot his sister's needs.
Me younger da fight them, me younger than them. Me younger da fight them, me younger than them. Me younger da fight them, me younger than them. Me younger da fight them, me younger than them. Me younger da fight them, me younger than them. Me younger da fight them, me younger than them. Me younger da fight them. The fight is not against flesh and blood, but spiritualness is an icon. Kill, cramp and paralyze all weak and conception. Babylon kingdom must fall. And even the dog that piss up against your walls, don't you know them have a fall. Babylon remove you, don't you know you have a fall. Me younger than fight them, me younger than them.
Well, Tapa, a lot of people might be focused on those who are doing wrong and try and influence them or stop them or fight them in some way. But others would say, well, just leave them to the Father, you know. They will have to face him come Judgment Day, don't?
Well, I'm the Father fight them, you know.
Yeah.
And the Father kind of fighting, a spiritual fighting. You hear the truth, say the fight is not against flesh and blood, but spiritual. This is an icast.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual fight. It's not the fight for your own goat on the street and chop up people and them thing. Yeah. You notice the people them that may fight. The lawyers, the doctors, the minister, the chief, the eagle, they are peer powerful people. Make it, they are them people that control all weapon of destruction.
Yeah.
You can't fight them with weapons. So the spiritual fight, we don't gotta fight them.
Yes. Well, I'm conscious now we've been on air for a little while and the battery on your device is probably running down a little bit. So I want to give you the opportunity before you leave us to big up who and who need big up, but also to mention about your live shows and if you're doing tours and thing and thing.
Yeah, well, I'm looking about to come on tour in this summer. I'll be touring Europe and looking forward to go some other places, but the dates are not confirmed as yet, but they are pending.
Right. You
know, and I'm looking forward to make back the link between me and my fans out there, you know?
Yes.
It's a long time, man, you know.
So you're doing performance in Jamaica?
No, I don't really perform in Jamaica, you know, because I only release my songs in Jamaica. That's why the radio people they don't know what's going on out in the world, because they you know.
Yeah.
So I don't bother with them.
So they focus on the local market alone?
No.
Right, you're starting to break up now, but just give you a last chance here now just to big up who and who you feel you want to mention.
Well, it's what me know so much people worldwide, if me start calling name them boy, some people will get small change, you know.
Yeah.
But they're not big up who forget big up, and big up who know them forget big up, and big up all who them know me love, all who me don't love. Just big up everybody, most and all, most of all, my fans, them, you know. And my kids, them all over the world. Big up on yourself. God right. bless you. Know.
And you welcome people approach you on things like Twitter and Facebook and thing.
Yeah, well, people can, you know, I communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I communicate. To run from, you know, people saying good things. I want to know good things.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Tapa, it's been great speaking to you. I really feel privileged to have you here for the time that we've been speaking. It's been most enlightening, entertaining, and I'm sure a lot of people listening in agree with that. So a big respect goes out to you, and a thank you for spending time with us here at Reggae Space.
Okay, it's a pleasure, and I enjoy speaking to the listeners too, you know, because I want them to hear what I have to say. So it was nice talking. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I will make sure people know so that they have to find themselves to the relevant download site and to get the LP, X Is Wrong. And everybody know what it means now, why name X Is Wrong. And they know what the proceeds will be going towards. And that should encourage them to invest.
Okay. Thank you. I need all the support I need. So I need thanks and support again. Thank you.
Thank you. Big respect.
Said the people, are you ready? Blow! Oh, Lord. Come make we do when this rock steady. Bloody! Oh, Lord.